long time for our sake. But thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence right now. Thank you, Jesus. Pastor, would you and Laverne come up here, please? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. God is just wanting to baptize you all with a fresh anointing this morning. That this is indeed a new year for you all, and surely His goodness and His mercy has overtaken you. And even now, there's a fresh anointing coming up on you. And I decree and declare that this is the year of the favor of the Lord for you, that you will see His manifested presence clearly as never before. I thank you for that prophetic anointing that's inside of you, that it comes to the forefront with such urgency that you cannot help but speak from the throne, what you hear from the throne room of God. And I thank you that that anointing has been stirred up in you today, that it has been decreed and established. Even the wind of the Holy Spirit is blowing fresh and new. A fresh word comes into your spirit from God. And as you begin to decree and declare a thing, it shall happen, and it won't be long and drawn out. The word is overtaking you. Now, God, let your anointing rest upon them. More zealous than ever before. From the top of their head to the soles of their feet. Breath of God, breathe. Now, Jesus, let it be, God. Thank you, Lord, for your word that's established. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible tells us in Psalms 5:12, for surely, that's just the way it's going to be. Surely, Lord, you bless the righteous, and you surround them with your favor as with a shield. And when something is surrounded, there is no opening to it. And the psalmist says, your favor, O Lord, will surround the righteous as with a shield. So if you're listening to me today, whether you're here or by the internet or whenever you listen to this, if you're born again, saved by the blood of Jesus, and you've accepted Him, He's talking about you. You're the righteousness of God. And I believe that God wants you to understand today that His favor surrounds you as a shield. And you've been made in right standing with Him. If you're listening to me, if you're here or by internet, and you've not accepted Jesus as your Savior, then hopefully something will be said today that will encourage you to ask Him to come into your heart, that you can be a recipient of this divine favor of God. Not because of what you can do or will do or anything, but it's God's unmerited favor. Unmerited, something that you didn't earn, but because you are His child, His favor surrounds you as with a shield. Because the Bible tells in 2 Corinthians that because of Jesus' sacrifice, we've been made the righteousness of God in Him. So He wants us to begin to understand today about His favor and begin to decree and by faith receive it that this is the year. It's always been there, but what I sense the Holy Spirit wants to understand, this is the year of His manifested favor. That those things that you've been believing God for are no longer going to be drawn out, but you're going to hold them in your hand. And it's going to be a quick thing, amen? So through the blood of Jesus, we have been made right standing with God. So when the Bible declares that the Lord will bless the righteous, that means me and you. Amen. The Lord, surely He will. Surely as we're standing here today, God says He blesses the righteous with favor. Amen. Psalms 68:19, it says, blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with His benefits. There are benefits to being a Christian. Amen. There are benefits. Some people don't take a job just because they necessarily like it. They take it because of the benefits it's offered. Well, there's a great benefit packet that comes with being a Christian and knowing Him and that relationship with Him. Psalm says He daily loadeth us with benefits. Amen. So the Bible is full of examples of people who were in great need and went through some pretty bad times. And they were given to us that we can look at their lives and use them as an example that God is faithful. Amen. That God is faithful. Let's talk about a few of these people today to encourage us. Job. In less than a year, he lost his family, his business, his health. In less than a year. And he had boils all over his body, probably in constant pain every day. But in the midst of all of that stuff, Job declared, God, I know that You have granted me favor. In the midst of that, he said, God, I know that You have granted me favor. In Job 10:12, it reads, You have granted me life and favor, and Your care has preserved my spirit. And as we look at the book of Job, when you begin to go through there, you see that there are 42, that up to that 42nd chapter, it began to read this. But Job declared this statement of faith back in chapter 10, okay? He was not delivered and healed until chapter 42. So he began to go through some things, but in the midst of all that, he declared, Lord, You have granted me life and You have granted me favor. Amen. But at the very beginning, when his circumstances appeared darkest and hopeless, that's when Job began to decree and establish some things. Amen. Lord, You have granted me favor. So it doesn't matter how bad I look or what the report says, we choose to believe the report of the Lord. Amen. So I know that You are a good God and Your favor is going to turn this situation around. That's what favor is all about. The word goes on to tell us that God restored to Job twice more than what he had before. That sounds like double for your trouble.
That's right.
Amen. That sounds like double for your trouble. What about King David? We know he was famous for messing up. Amen. But when he repented and sought forgiveness, God forgave him and gave David a new start. Because David had a heart after God. The Bible says that David sought the Lord, and God would always forgive him. And he wrote, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And he was expecting good and mercy, not part of the time, but all of the time. All of the time, David said, Your goodness and Your mercy all the days of my life. Another translation says, God's kindness and goodness chases me down everywhere I go. Say, God's blessings want to overtake you. God's blessings are running after you to apprehend you. Amen. His favor surrounds you as with a shield. And so David's attitude was, I just can't get away from the blessings of God. No matter where I go, He's there. In my mess ups, He's there. Amen. So God blesses me in everything that I set my hands to do. The favor of the Lord this year. The favor of God can bring you out of your difficulty and turn every situation around. And David said, the favor of God keeps my enemies from winning over me. Your enemies are going to like you whether they want to or not. Amen. They are going to say good things about you whether they want to or not. And even in your life, there are people that you can't like. But because you want to express favor, you're going to like some people that you just don't want to like. And you're going to say good things about people that you don't want to say about. Amen. But that's the favor of God operating in your life also. So it's a two-sided thing. Amen. The favor of God will cause you to do things that you normally wouldn't do. Amen. So David didn't focus on his faults or the things he had done wrong. He lived favor-minded. Another day, and you know, we always say, you know, today could be the day. Expectation, the breeding ground for a miracle. Well, today could be the day that you see the manifested presence of God, that you see His favor in situations and circumstances. Amen. That you might, that you've been praying for forever. But God said, this is the year that we're going to see the unseen in 2013. Amen. Seeing the manifest presence of God. What about Noah? Noah faces the greatest challenge of his life. The whole earth was about to be destroyed by flood. And here God shows up on the scene and said, Noah, you're the man. I want you to build me a big boat. Now this wasn't just a boat of boats. This is a boat of all boats. Amen. Not only do I want you to build me a boat, and you get done, you're going to take all these animals too, but too, your family, and I'm going to destroy the earth with the flood. No doubt, Noah was like me. But the Bible said that Noah found grace or favor in the sight of God. In the sight of God. And Noah, and God was able to assist him because of that favor that He had given him to do what Noah thought was impossible. So, you know, God has a purpose and a destiny for your life. And no matter what He said or called you to do, His favor will cause it to happen. His favor will cause you to succeed where others can't. Amen? Or where others see that you can't. That's the favor of the Lord. So Noah found grace and favor, grace or favor, in the sight of God to do what Noah thought was impossible. To build an ark for the saving of his family. Amen. So God assisted Noah and caused favor to come up on his life to do that. Ruth. What about Ruth in the Bible? Her husband had died. The land was in famine. And her and her mother-in-law Naomi didn't have any food, didn't have any resources. But Ruth went out every day to the fields, just doing what she knew to do, following behind the harvester, picking up whatever leftover grain they had missed. And the Bible tells us that in the midst of this adversity, Ruth found favor with the owner of the field. And the owner told his workers to leave handfuls of grain on purpose for Ruth. Notice again that the favor came in the midst of a crisis. And before Ruth and Naomi knew what happened, their circumstances was turned around and all their needs were supplied. So I want to decree and declare to somebody, it may look like everything around you is dried up, but you get up every day, do what you know to do, and expect God's favor. Because first of all, you never know whose eyes are on you or whose eyes God's going to cause to turn toward you to bless you. Amen? Or to give you that which you need at that moment. So Naomi, Ruth went out every day just doing what Ruth knew to do, minding her own business. And God caused favor to come into her life. Hallelujah. Today could be the day, church. Amen. For favor to come into your life. So it hasn't all dried up. Amen. David said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging for bread. What about Joseph? 17 years, if I'm remembering right, Joseph went through some stuff. If you go back and study that story out, he was sold into slavery by his own family. He was mistreated and taken advantage of. But the Bible says the favor of the Lord was upon Joseph in the midst of all this. And no matter what people did to him, no matter where they put him, he continued to prosper. That's the favor of God. And the Bible said he was successful in the house of those that owned him, that he continued to be successful. He continued to prosper because of the favor of the Lord. The favor of the God eventually caused him to be released, and he was put in charge of all Egyptians' affairs. Amen. In a moment of time, God could turn the situation around. Just continue to do what you know to do. The Lord was with Joseph, the Bible says in Genesis, and he was a successful man because of God's unmerited favor. Not because of anything Joseph did. Joseph just did what Joseph did. And that's what you need to do. You just do what you need to do and quit being so stressed out over everything. And watch God bless you. Watch God turn everything around in a moment of time, because that's just how God is. Amen. The Bible tells us in Psalms that 102:13, I love this. It says, "You will arise and have mercy on Zion for the time to favor her. Yes, the set time has come." And that is what God is wanting to establish today in your hearts, that this is the set time. His word has already been established in the heaven. But there are seasons and there are periods in our life when God says, "Okay, now's the time." Amen. Now's the time. And I believe that's what he's declaring, that this is the set time that the Lord wants to manifest his favor in your life. It reads in the passage of Scripture, "The set time has come." Not just any time, but the set time. The word "set time" in the Hebrew means appointed time, appointed meeting, or an appointed place. It means a predetermined set appointment. In the set time, God will favor Zion, which means the church in this particular passage of Scripture. He sees your circumstances by not what you can do, but what He can do. Amen. The Message Bible translates Isaiah 61:4, "This is God's year to act." This is the year. This is the set time, the appointed time for God to show up. Amen. And cause His favor to come upon your life. This is your appointed time. Amen. You're in the right place at the right time of your life to experience the manifested favor of God. You know, some people see the glass half full and some see the glass with something in it. Amen. So what kind of attitude are you having every day? Amen. Instead of expecting to barely get by, or nothing is happening, or everything is dried up, start believing what God's word says, that this is your appointed time, that this is the year of the favor of the Lord. Manifest means to clear, to see, or to understand. It will be made very clear to you in this season that God has favored you. It will be made very clear this season that God has favored you. Today we've come to decree and declare that the unseen will be seen in 2013. So what are we to expect this year? Isaiah 61 says to proclaim that this is the year of the favor of the Lord. What happens at the time, at the appointed time, that favor is released? Isaiah 61 says to expect in the year of God's favor an increase in His presence, an increase in His anointing, an increase in healings that you may see, deliverance, salvation, restoration, promotion, increase, joy. Those are all things part of our covenant with God. Part of our covenant with God. It's things that we will see when we begin to grab a hold of the Word and begin to say, "I am favor-minded." That I expect that today could be the day that those things that I have been believing for, those things that I have prayed about, now's the time. Now is the season for it to happen. Amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. And no longer will it be in your mind that you can't when God says you can. Because His favor is coming upon you to do that which you thought you couldn't do. And the impossibilities will be turned to possibilities. Restoration this year of children coming back to the Lord because the word, the seed has been sown in them. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Supernatural means that which could not happen in the natural, but happens by the grace of God, will be increased this year. Because the Bible says the glory of the Lord shall be seen upon the land. And guess who His glory is going to be seen through? People are looking for a place of safety and security and a place to come to. And you have the word of the Lord in your heart to give it to them. Amen. When they begin to see the favor of the Lord rest upon your life, not just so that you can be blessed, but so that you can be a blessing. Amen. That people will want to know where your joy, why you have joy when there's no reason to have joy. Because you have favor. Amen. And He will open doors this year that you thought would never be open and that you've given up on. And I really hear this where the Lord say, it's time to put away the hanky. It's time to dry the tears. For I'm doing a new thing and it shall overtake you. That you have cried enough over the situation. And that it's time to start rejoicing. Thank you. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's time to stop crying over the situation and it's time to start rejoicing. And to begin to see it as done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. God's unmerited favor. Not anything that you've earned, but because of what Jesus did. The Bible says that Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. And I don't think it just means our eternal salvation, our spirits, our souls that were lost. But whatever you have lost, Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. For this purpose, the Son of God was made manifest, brought to us clearly, so that we could see that the works of the enemy has been destroyed. And He came to seek and to save that which was lost. What have you lost in 2012 that you thought it was over and you've given up on? He said He came to seek and to save that which was lost. Bring it back. Restoring it, bringing healing and restoration to it. Hallelujah. Seeking to save that which was lost. This is the season to recover all. And God has given you permission to recover all. To recover all. That which was meant to destroy you is going to promote you. Hallelujah. Because even in your promotion, says God, I will cause you to begin to speak into the lives of others a word that is needed at the exact moment to bring them deliverance and to bring them healing. So think it not strange, those that I caused to cross your path that you may not have seen in such a long time. Don't be surprised when you see them. Because it's by my Spirit that I'm bringing divine connections. For this is the time for it. Those that you have wept in tears in the times past, and you know that word has been sown into them, I will bring it to fruition. And I'm causing a fresh rain to come, and it will begin to water that seed. And I will cause it to come forth. And I will bring back to your remembrance those things that I have spoken to you concerning certain ones, and put you in remembrance of my word. You know, we don't believe in a God of happen circumstances. Your life is, when you have a relationship with God and you begin to understand the love of God, the more you're going to be able to receive His favor, and the more that you're going to be able to understand that nothing in our lives happens by accident. That when you're in a relationship with God and you are praying and seeking God, then whatever comes along in your life is for reason and for purpose. And as we have all heard, you can take lemonade and make lemon, or you can eat the sour lemon, whichever you want to do. But this is a year to be excited about, because God is causing some transition taking place. And you know what happened last year? There was a lot of things happening in our lives, a lot of shuffling and everything going on. God was just, it was just a divine alignment for what's taking place this year. And some things are being settled once and for all. Settled once and for all. And I want to pray for you to see if God may have a word for you this morning. I want to pray for you. Amen. For a fresh anointing, to be baptized fresh in the Holy Ghost again. You know, there's nothing like praying in the Spirit. And praying in tongues. It will line stuff up. Amen. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody want me to pray for him? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, put on your dancing shoes, says the Spirit of the Lord. For this is the season that I'm bringing things to fruition. And just as you have seen it, surely it will be. Thank you for this daughter of yours, God. Baptize her right now, fresh in the Holy Ghost and the fire. And as she begins to decree and declare some things, it shall be. And I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Mold me.
God says, just enjoy the ride.
Fill
just enjoy
me.
The ride.
Use me.
I see you as if you want a merry-go-round, and you're having the time of your life. You're in a place of complete contentment in your relationship with God. Not that you don't desire more, but you've entered into a season of rest. It's a time of rest, and just enjoy your relationship with God.
Spirit of the living God. Fall afresh
revelation of the on word.
Me.
May be brought to you
of the living God.
And you'll begin to see things even in a deeper revelation than ever before. Do not hesitate or do not draw back
me.
At what I show you. And share it with others.
Fill
you
me.
Will even be in awe of what I show you in
use
my word.
Me.
In Jesus' name.
Speak
in Jesus'
of
name.
The living God.
Oh. Thank you, Jesus. Boldness like never before. Comes upon you in this season. A boldness in prayer as you enter the throne of God. And you begin to decree and declare His word even to Him.
Spirit of
boldness
the living
for you this season.
God.
To decree and to declare it, it shall be established on me. As you proclaim a thing.
Melt me.
The joy of the Lord is your strength.
Mold me.
The joy of the Lord is your strength and laughter.
Me.
Use
me.
Baptize him, Lord,
Spirit,
the Spirit of joy.
Like the living God,
a spirit of joy,
fall afresh on me.
I'm believing that even in the days ahead, you will begin to laugh for no reason at all.
Again.
Oh, Spirit
of the living God,
it will bring healing.
Fall
and I hear the Lord said, even to your bones,
fresh
all the way to your bones.
On me.
The joy of the Lord is your strength.
Spirit,
and a spirit of laughter rises up within you.
The living God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Fresh,
a mother to many and a prayer warrior. As the spirit of intercession increases within you,
me,
I'll give you new assignments.
Mold
and you will see
me,
those things that you have petitioned me for.
Use me.
Thank you, Father God, for baptizing
Spirit
her fresh and new in
the Holy Ghost. The living God, fall fresh on me. And I feel Jesus. I feel Jesus. I feel Jesus in this place, and my soul doth burn within me. I feel Jesus. He's in this place. I feel Jesus. I feel Jesus. I feel Jesus in this place, and my soul doth burn within me. I feel Jesus, He's in this place. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel His mighty power and His grace. I can hear the rush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel His mighty power and His grace. I can hear the rush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Hallelujah. We worship you, Jesus. We magnify you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord, we praise you, Jesus.
Clearly.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, there's somebody here that feels, or somebody listening, you feel like you've just been going in circles. Just chasing a rainbow and forgetting the rainbow of promise that we got. It's somebody. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Are you tired of chasing pretty rainbows? Are you tired of spinning round and round? Pack up all the shattered dreams of your life, and at the feet of Jesus, lay them down. Give them all to Jesus. Shattered dreams, broken hearts, broken and torn. Give them all to Jesus, and He will turn your sorrow into joy. He never said there'd only be sunshine. He never said there'd be no rain. He's only promised a heart full of singing at the very thing that once brought pain. Give them all to Jesus. Shattered dreams, broken hearts, broken and torn. Give them all to Jesus, and He will turn your sorrow into joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord. We worship you today in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you for Valerie, God. Thank you for this prayer.
We praise you.
I thank you, Lord, that you're restoring.
Saturate me in your anointing. Saturate me in your presence. I've got to have more of your anointing in my life. Saturate me, O Lord, today. Saturate me in your presence. Saturate me in your presence. I've got to have more of your anointing in my life. Saturate me, O Lord, today. Come on, church, lift your hands.
So we wait, O Lord, as your Holy Spirit is moving in our midst. And we wait, O Lord, for your manifested presence to come and touch us. Come and refresh us. Come and fill us, Lord, today. Saturate me in your anointing. Saturate me in your presence. I've got to have more of your anointing in my life. Saturate me, O Lord, today. So we wait, O Lord, as your Holy Spirit is moving in our midst. And we wait, O Lord, for your manifested presence to come and touch us. Come and refresh us. Come and fill us, Lord, today. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, we praise you, Jesus. We magnify and we worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. Oh, we praise you, Jesus. Oh, we praise you, Jesus.
Running to overtake him.
Hallelujah.
And not let him go.
This is holy ground. We're standing on holy ground. For the Lord is here, and where he is holy. This is holy ground. We're standing on holy ground. For the Lord is here, and where he is holy. You who can't, would you stand? These are holy hands. Your hands are holy today. We're lifting up holy hands. For the Lord is here, and where he is holy. These are holy hands. We're standing, lifting up holy hands. For the Lord is here, and where he is holy. And we are standing on holy ground, and I know that there We are standing in His presence on holy ground.
Pastor Sherman. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Do you have anything, Pastor?
And
glad to have Pastor back. He finishes up what I didn't say.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I just want to say, we have, I reckon we still do that a minute ago. Oh, okay. We want at least each family to get you one of these and take it home with you. Now, I think later we're going to have them, postcards that you can take some, mail them out to your friends and all like that, and use them as a witnessing tool. But it's a beautiful card. It's got the 2013 New Life for the Nations Church theme, Rediscovering the Power of Faith. The background has a rainbow. Imagine that.
The promise. The rainbow.
Looking at the unseen in 2013. But you pick you up one as you leave this morning. I don't want to say anything other than just